Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Fluently Forward with a fantastic guest. I am so excited to have on comedian Heather Shaw. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi, I'm gay. How are you?
I'm bi and thriving. There's a podcaster I love who he starts his podcast where he's like, good morning to everyone, even the bisexuals. And I'm like, yeah, it's funny.
Even you. You guys get a bad rap. I don't know why.
And I'm a Gemini too. It's just like, what's your sign, by the way?
I am an Aries.
Oh.
Aries-ish. I think
Aries
I'm an Aries.
Aries is great.
Yeah, I like a good Aries. Come on.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on because your TikToks are hilarious. You do fantastic pop culture takes. And you also, you know, kind of got famous on TikTok for having the exact face of Jim Carrey, who we are going to be doing a mini deep dive on today. So,
I'm so excited.
You first... just tell me about how these comparisons started and kind of what the perception has been over the past couple of years.
Well, it started when I was young, like 8. When Ace Ventura movies came out, that's when I was like super young. And I could just pull the face. Like I never had to practice it. It just came to me naturally because it's just the face. I just have his face. Like I don't think I'm an impersonator because it's not like I like sat in front of a mirror and was like nailing it. I literally just talk. I just have his mouth, I think.
But
so,
you can do so much with that mouth because like the way that he moves it around, like his face, you know, he kind of works in the top half and the bottom half of his face, but you can nail some of these impressions. Could you do that as a kid?
Yeah. Like, I mean, the all righty thens and stuff I could do like easily. It's just my mouth. So it's like, you know, all this movement is just, it's, you know, me, but I can't do like, I cannot do the Grinch. I haven't really tried. Just because I want one part of me that doesn't look like Jim Carrey. I can't do that, I don't think. People always are like, do the Grinch. And I'm like, oh, God.
People on TikTok, I mean, I'm sure, right, being on TikTok, you get a lot of comments. I do, too. People always talk about how my lips are so thin. And, like, this space here makes me look like a Who from Whoville. So together, we could, like, put on, like, a TikTok Grinch movie.
You'll be the Grinch and I'll be the Who people. I know. Every Christmas, I'm like, God, here we go. I gear up for it.
Do you? Some people on TikTok have said I look like Gwyneth Paltrow. So over the years,
I've
developed.
Oh, I see that.
I mean.
You're a little waspy.
It's very waspy. It's just like a white woman with sun damage and thin lips. And they're like, Gwyneth Paltrow, you? Yeah. But I've developed kind of an affinity for her ever since. So like over the years, do you feel a kinship towards Jim Carrey? Do you love him, hate him, think that he's your father?
Yes. I think he's my dad. No, I respect him as a comedian because I grew up on his movies, like huge influence in that way. I don't really fuck with him in his personal life. Like everything I know about him personally, I've learned against my will from TikTok. Like I know his star sign now. I know his birthday. Like these are things I did not know, nor do I care to know. Mm-hmm. I just respected him as a comedian. And then it gets like murky with his, I'm like, I just want to stay away from his weird like girlfriend death and all. I mean, there's a lot going on. Epstein, I don't even know. But it's just like, you know, I'm hoping he never gets canceled because then I just have a face of a canceled man forever.
Yes.
You imagine anything like Bill Cosby or something?
I know, or the name. I remember I was getting Botox for the first time in New York and the plastic surgeon at the office next door, his name was literally Jeffrey Epstein. And I'm like, well, that sucks. Like
That was actually Jeffrey. He's hiding.
It was on the Upper East Side, so maybe that was like his remote
office. That was actually
office.
Him. He was just scouting women.
Yeah, exactly. Boob jobs only in that office, you know, labiaplasties.
Uh-huh.
So you said that you'd know a little bit about his life, but you haven't gotten too into it. So today we're going to kind of skim the surface. What is the most wild rumor that you've heard about Jim Carrey? Because I've heard like a bunch. Mm-hmm. I think you said recently, right, like, he has this long hair now and people were saying Jim Carrey is trying to reach out to you by debuting long hair.
The QAnon people have found me and they will not let me go. They see the long hair and they're like, this is him talking to you. And I'm like, no, he's had long hair before for that show that wasn't great. Kidding. I think. I never saw it, but it didn't look good. It kind of looked like produced by Jeffrey Epstein, to be honest. I mean, it was very creepy, but.
It was very childlike. And also, I just think with a lot of shows, like, if they're good, you'll know of it. Like, now I just wait until everybody's buzzing about a show. I'm not going to do the legwork of watching it myself.
I'll join 3 seasons in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at your Instagram stories where somebody was talking about QAnon conspiracy theories. The latest one going around is that everyone in Hollywood is trans. There's
every
some sort
elite
of...
is a trans. Did you know this? Taylor Swift? A boy. I mean, that is my favorite comment from today. And they're just like, the elites are trans. I love
where
it.
people will basically like point out, it's anytime you see like red arrows pointing to things, like it's a specific shade of red. You're not going to find anything good there. And people are like, shaved Adam's apple, like a tall woman is always a man. Like, it's really crazy. Like, I feel like it's just, I don't know. It's really fascinating.
I found one where somebody thought I was made in a lab. I'm a clone of Jim Carrey, which I don't know what the end game there is. And they were comparing our ears. We don't look alike in ears. It's just wild. People are need meds, you know, they need therapy and meds. And
the ears are crazy. But also, I mean, it is wild that you both have the face and also the comedic chops. So I feel
That's weird.
All right. Well, we're going to dive here into Jim Carrey. You know, I think he's really fascinating. Like, after learning more about him, there's definitely some negative things, but there's a lot of positives, and his life is fascinating. So, you know, obviously he's this Canadian, now Canadian American. He has his citizenship, comedian, and he got big for the slapstick physical comedy humor. He first started to get like popular in TV with the TV series In Living Color. Then he had that first box office hit Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Then he was in The Mask, then Dumb and Dumber. And then it was off to the races. And he kind of had that ability where he was able to be more serious. And you see this in The Cable Guy or The Truman Show. And I'm curious for your opinion. Also, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. It seems like a lot of like famous comedy actors, him, Robin Williams, they're so funny, but they also have this like very deep intellectual, like kind of tortured, depressive side. Is that something that you see in a lot of comics?
Yeah, I think most comics are real sad. You know, I mean, even struggling comics, there are people that do DoorDash, you know, and don't want to work. And like, they're just, they have depression, a lot of depression in comedy. But yeah, I mean, Robin Williams and Jim Carrey were both, they seem both kind of tortured kind of, or something's there. I mean, isn't Jim Carrey super spiritual and like, they're just running from something it feels like. So yeah, I think a lot of comedians suffer from like depression. Some don't, I feel like I don't, but there is a darkness, whether you're successful or not.
Yeah. I think he says too, that's kind of how he got his start. A lot of people said, you know, like, where did this love of comedy come from? And Jim Carrey always says it came from desperation. Like, I had a sick mom. He says, I think a lot of comedians had sick parents, and I just wanted to make my mom feel better. She would lay in bed and take a bunch of pain pills, and I would do impressions of praying mantises, and I would bounce off the walls and throw myself down the stairs. And at age 8, he started making these faces in front of a mirror and doing these different impressions. So it is interesting that, like,
That's so sad.
It's devastatingly
sad.
I had no
idea. That's so depressing.
But also, like, the fact that out of such desperation and depression comes a lot of comedy. Like, I would think maybe comes a lot of art or comes a lot of music, but I feel like comedy is on the opposite spectrum of depression, so I wouldn't expect them to go together as much as we see it.
Yeah, it is weird. Yeah, for sure. I think the super funny ones are probably the most fucked up ones, too. You know,
in a way where, like, I always say, like, there are some comedians, Jim Carrey being one of them, probably Will Ferrell being another. I don't know if I would feel super comfy being alone in a room with them just because they're always doing these wacky characters. They're so off the wall. Like, I don't know who that
person. Like, who are they?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Somebody that either has to ham it up all the time or you're like, I don't know who the fuck you are. I feel like that's every actor in LA, though. You know, like, who are you? Do you know who you are? You know?
Yeah.
Do you have an identity?
And I'm excited for when we get to his spiritual side, because he kind of ousted his entire identity. So,
oh my God, really?
Oh, yeah. He went full spiritual deep end. So, you know, we have him here as a kid. He's making impressions at age 8. At age 10, he wrote to Carol Burnett of The Carol Burnett Show saying that he should go on. He wrote a letter to the Monty Python TV show. He was obsessed with comedy. But then his family fell on some hard times. His dad was actually a saxophone player, and he sold his saxophone to help pay for medical procedures that the mom needed. Then he became an accountant. He ended up getting let go, so the family dropped below the poverty level. They were all living in this van. Jim and his brother John would live in a tent for a little bit, and everyone in the family had to pitch in and get a job. And his father got a job at this like tire factory, and they were able to live in a house across the street from the factory in exchange for all of the children working as janitors and security guards. So Jim Carrey said that his job growing up was like scrubbing pubic hair off of urinals all day long, which is also, once again, like, I can't I can't imagine a more depressing job to have, you
Right.
know?
But also maybe that adds to his ambition, you know, like I think a lot of
Yeah.
people are ambitious because they have nothing, you know, and they're like, I don't want this.
Is there such thing? Because I feel like a comedian is one of those things where you need to have raw talent. Is there such thing as a lot of nepo comedians, or do you not really see, like, who can you
Yeah,
think
there's a
of?
lot of New York City nepo comedians. A lot of them are living in like Manhattan and like, you know, they don't have to work during the day. I think, you know, there's off I mean Nick Kroll is one. You know, Nick Kroll's dad like owns like government contracting company or something. I mean, he makes like weapons for war.
Would no, is that nepo or is that just like he's rich? Like, is his dad also in the comedy
He
entertainment
okay, you're right.
biz?
Yeah, he's just rich. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
nepo wise, I think you see it now with like SNL
Yes,
writers a
those Please
little.
Don't Destroy Boys, right? Like,
You have
two of
like two
them
thirds of them.
have.
Yep. Yeah, and the comedy, I don't know, because a lot of the like Richard Pryor's son was doing it, but I don't think he's very good.
Yeah,
I remember I
that's
saw
the
him on
thing.
Instagram and I
Like,
was like, oh. Yeah, I think it's like athletes. Like if you don't have the talent, really,
you can't really
it's hard
make
to back
it.
it up. Yeah.
Well, he then started doing stand-up comedy at the age of 15, and he really took off for doing these like physical impersonations. Like, the way that he can move his face and his body is like absolutely fantastic. So he just kind of shot up to the stratosphere through that. He then moved to Hollywood. He started performing at the Comedy Store. And this was interesting. I feel like a comedian, I feel like everyone's always trying to push the boundaries, right? Like, a TikToker doesn't want to be just a TikToker. And like, Lady Gaga and Harry Styles want to get into acting. Like, everyone wants to do it all. So he didn't want to do impressions. He started trying to do like personality stand up and different things. And at one point, he had like kind of a lukewarm set of trying to do that stand up. And it got him unbooked from The Tonight Show because he had such a bad set. And I wanted to ask you, like, is that a thing? Like, can you get booked for something and then bomb a performance and have your job like revoked because you didn't do well?
I don't hear about that as much anymore. I think that's old school. But you know, like when late night spots meant something. Like now I know comics that go on Fallon and like Kimmel and it does nothing for their career. Like at
What do
all.
you
So I
think,
think that's it's an
like
old
what does
school
the
thing.
most? Is it like a good, is it a good podcast, a good TikTok? What is it?
It's followings, sadly. Like I know a lot of funny people that have like 2,000 followers on Instagram and like, you know, you have to it's weird. It used to be like, you know, if you were good in the club, you'd go on late night and then your career would blow up because Carson or Leno or Letterman put you on. Now it's like you go on Jimmy Fallon and like can maybe book for a year. Maybe.
Well, the
Like
crazy thing
nobody
too is
cares.
like the number of people watching Jimmy Fallon.
Who's
There's more
watching
people
that?
watching Alex Earl right now, like doing her
Yes.
makeup. It's
Who is
crazy.
watching Fallon? Midwest mothers? I don't know. I have
I
no
had a
idea.
on my pop culture bingo card for 2024, I was like, I could see late night shows just ceasing to exist, or they hire some sort of female or influencer to do it. Do you think late night is completely over, or do you think we could have a renaissance of it again?
I think it's what it is now is completely, it's just dying. You have Jimmy Fallon on Coke doing, you know, games with celebrities. You have James Corden being a horrible person, but doing carpool karaoke. Like, it's just like, what is happening? Like, they're just resorting to like grasping at straws with celebrities. I don't know. It seems like it's gonna die. Unless they get like influencers in there, or I don't really even know if that would work. Does anybody care about late night TV is my question. Like,
Well, I think it's also too like the interviews with the celebrities. It's so obvious that they come on to promote or
oh,
plug
God.
something, so it doesn't seem
Yeah.
genuine. And it's the same reason that I feel like blind items and TikTok gossip have kind of replaced People magazine, because it's like, well, why would I
Yeah.
buy a magazine that's just, I'm paying money just to hear what publicists want me to be influenced by? Like, it makes no sense. And it's kind of the same feeling with late night shows.
Yeah, I totally forgot that people existed until you just said it. Like, literally, who's reading that? You know? I mean, it's so much more interesting to go on TikTok and hear like blind items or like.
That celebrities are trans, all of them. Taylor Swift
Yeah,
is a
all of them
boy.
are
I'm like, oh.
trans. Yeah, I love it.
It's really
Yeah.
wild. Today's episode is brought to you by Pair Eyewear, and you can wear them too if you are interested in switching things up in 2024. And maybe you have glasses to help your vision, or maybe you just want to look stylish with some sunglasses, which is what I have from Pair. You can check out Pair. They have a curated selection of base frames for men, women, and kids starting at $60. And they can have all of these different top frames that you snap on, and you can switch up your look in literally just a snap. And those top frames start at just $25. So I have a pair of their sunglasses, very beautiful tortoise frames, and it's almost like a half cat eye look. It's very classy. It looks like Audrey Hepburn. And if you have regular glasses, so you need prescription, you can use your HSA or your FSA reimbursement to purchase your base frames. So visualize a fantastic new year with Pair Eyewear. You can go to paireyewear.com and use code FLUENTLY for 15% off your first pair and support the show by mentioning that Fluently Forward sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's Pair, P-A-I-R, eyewear.com with code FLUENTLY. So then it's interesting too, throughout his life, Jim Carrey has auditioned for SNL three different times and he was turned down all three times, which I just always like to share that because I feel like it gives me hope, you know, like he ended up actually hosting the show. And I'm also curious, speaking of which, Shane Gillis, who yes. was hired and then fired for SNL.
Love it.
Now this coming Saturday, I think, yep. is going to be hosting. So what yeah. are your thoughts on comedian Shane Gillis?
I fucking love it. You know what I mean? I love Shane Gillis. He's so funny. He's so much funnier than SNL. He's going to make that episode really funny. I'm still not going to watch it like live, but I'll see clips.
Well, that's how everyone does it too. You just watch on YouTube the next day.
Yeah, again, who's watching live SNL? I mean, I don't know, maybe tweens. I don't know. But I'm excited because he's going to make it funny. You know, it's just not good. So
I think SNL has in the last like 6 months, I think I've seen a change from it. I feel like they're getting quicker, sharper. There's a lot more sketches that I actually laugh at. Like, I would say the last 4 years, it was just awful. Like it was hard so to PC. Stomach up. Yeah. A chuckle or anything.
Yeah. It was bad. I'm excited to see what he does.
Okay. His relationships. He has had a lot of relationships. He dated the singer Linda Ronstadt for 8 months. He was married twice. He has one daughter with one of the women. Yeah. And another one that he doesn't know about. He was engaged to Renee Zellweger. He was in a relationship with January Jones, with Jenny McCarthy. And then this is really sad, but there was a woman, Katrina White, and she was this Irish woman. And they met in 2012. He was 50 and she was 25, which is just like...
Already.
It's also funny how it flies so under the radar. Like, I feel like we know, like, Jared Leto, Drake, like, George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio. Nobody ever shouts out Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he's kind of got a pass, I feel like.
I know, he totally got away from it. And this woman, Katrina, it seems like she was kind of already in a very vulnerable place when they met. Her father had died that same year that she met him. She was very vulnerable. She would... I want to use the right language, attempt suicide, I believe, on the anniversary of her father's death. They dated on and off for 3 years, and it seems like their relationship was very volatile. We have notes from their therapist saying that she was very scared of him, that once Jim Carrey smashed a computer against a wall in a drug-induced rage and kicked her out of the house afterwards, that she felt very used for sex. She compared herself to a dog, saying that he would frequently send her away and then summon her back whenever he felt like it, which does sound, I mean, obviously awful, but I could see a lot of Hollywood relationships where you have this A-list star dating kind of like a normie. They probably do think that they're better than the typical person, you know?
Yeah, 100%. For sure.
So then we get into this where we have text messages, and basically in early January 2013, she texted him saying, "Hey, like I'm starting to get bumps on my downstairs region.
Oh, no.
It's making me nervous." And he was like, "Don't worry about it, babe. Like you can get that from shaving. Like you can get that from having vigorous sex. Like it's not a big deal whatsoever." But then she gets a test and it turns out that she's testing positive for STDs. And then he starts to freak out on her and they break up. Now, they end up getting back together, and when they get back together, this tragic event happens in September 2015. She's now 28 years old, where after a FaceTime call with Jim Carrey, she took her own life by suicide and overdosed in her apartment with, you know, this massive amount of prescription drugs, Ambien, a massive dose of Percocet, and her body was found a few days later, and there was a note that she left, and it was kind of addressed to him, and it shouted out like a lot of things that he did and how he made her feel. So anyway, ooh. Jim Carrey ended up paying for her burial arrangements, and he was one of those guys who like helps carry in the casket at the funeral.
Right, I
But
remember that photo.
apparently, like, the family didn't want him there, and he was paparazzi'd there, and people were like, is he the reason why the paparazzi showed up at this funeral? And then it led to a whole situation where her mother and her ex-husband ended up suing Jim Carrey and basically saying, you lied, you gave her these STDs, she was already in a bad place, and made her sink even further. And they kind of said, like, you're responsible for what happened, which I feel like is such hairy territory. Like, I don't think you can pin something like that on someone. But then
Yeah.
again, if they're abusive, they're abusive. But I don't know, it's just such murky water to me. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, well, she had previously been suicidal too.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I thought I heard something about like what she took was meds that were prescribed to him. I don't know if
So
that's real,
that's
'cause
something
then that
that's
gets a little
like,
creepy too.
so some people say he gave her the drugs and he was able to get the drugs because he was a
Right.
celebrity. He would use a fake name. Other people say she stole the drugs from him. And then something else that did come out afterwards, this case ended up being dismissed, so it didn't actually go to trial. But Jim Carrey's lawyer was able to prove that Katrina had blackmailed him with fake STD results. Now, like, I don't know how true the blackmail was, but when they first started dating, he asked for a clean STD test and she forged medical records saying that she had no STDs before she met Jim Carrey. However, other women have come out and it has shown that Jim Carrey does have positive STD test results. So it
Yeah.
seems like maybe she forged the records, but she was also clean. Like, I don't know.
I
Who
don't
knows?
know.
But it seems like it was murky waters on both sides.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna, if anybody was an A-list celebrity in the 90s, they have STDs. Like, I don't, women or man, they all have STDs. I don't
I
believe that
remember,
anybody's
yeah.
clean. Tom Hanks, not clean. They're all dirty.
Tom
I mean,
Hanks is
how are you gonna
super
be
dirty.
famous and privileged and fucking whoever you want?
I remember
You
growing up
know?
in like the 90s, early 2000s, the big celebrity rumors of the time was like, do you have the Derek Jeter strain of herpes or do you have like the A-Rod strain? And it was
Yeah.
just like different
Yeah.
strains that are
One
like
strain
spreading
can speak
throughout.
Spanish well. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so that has kind of been surrounding Jim Carrey. And there's also been a rumor surrounding him. We did a mini episode on this. Have you heard the rumors that Jim Carrey and Ariana Grande have had a thing?
Yes, because my fiance loves Ariana Grande. So
Mm-hmm.
she thinks, I don't know if she thinks they banged. I've heard they banged. I don't know.
It
I
was
mean, he doesn't
just
care
hand
about
stuff.
age, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was just over the pants, dry
Yeah,
humping.
just a little
I mean, he doesn't care about age,
OTPHJ.
so it could check out.
And she
And she like
is
loves him, right?
obsessed with
But
him,
like
like
in
back in
what
the
obsession
day.
level? Like obsession I want to blow you or obsession like I love your comedy? Because I love, Zach Galifianakis, but I don't want his balls in my mouth. You know what I mean? Like what's
I
the
think it might be a little column A, a little column B. So like she has this obsession for him and his work. Her first AIM username was Jim Carrey Fan 42 in
Oh
fourth
boy.
grade.
Oh
And she
boy.
has like a tattoo from the Truman Show, in case I
No,
don't see
Ariana.
ya. Good afternoon, good
Also
evening, and
her
good
album.
night. Yes, her new album is called Eternal Sunshine, coming out soon. And everybody just thinks of the famous movie he was in, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That's my favorite movie of his. But if she banged him, would she be doing this? Would she be naming a title after a guy she be I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe, like, people were also saying she is kind of attracted to that weirdo type that can make her laugh, like
Hello, have you
Pete
seen Ethan Slater?
Davidson, Ethan Slater, right? He's got like that weird, like, just someone who's all about the physicality and putting on a show. It just kind of seems to be her type a little bit. We have some blind items about them. Who knows?
Oh God, yes.
I will say this one is pretty iconic because there's a lot of blind items basically saying, right, like they're sleeping together, doing drugs and sleeping together. And then we have one blind that says, this former highest paid actor in the world was stunned that the A-list singer cheated on him. That is his forte. And I love the idea of him being like, I'm gonna fuck this young Disney star. And she's like, joke's on you, I already cheated on
Yeah.
you.
Yeah, with a married man. That's my type.
You can't beat me at my own game. I'm Ariana Grande. I will do the cheating here. Thank you. This was an interesting blind item too. It said, the former A-plus list mostly movie actor is using his relationship with the A-plus list singer to lure in more women to participate in some self-realization type thing. It sounds like a way for him to have a lot of sex with a lot of different women. And I will say, I don't know obviously what happened with them, but Jim Carrey is definitely way more Gen ex-millennial. So I would imagine him having connections and doing PR with Ariana Grande would introduce him to like a Gen Z audience who might not know
For
about him.
sure. Yeah, for
Now,
sure.
is he sleeping with them or does he just want them to watch his new movie? I don't know. That's where it gets hairy.
Sonic 3 or whatever. Yeah, maybe. That might be a little, it's a lot of PR. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think he
So
just likes young women.
there's a lot of creepy blind items about him, and it just sounds like a lot of the women that he has dated do not say good things about him. There's a lot of allegations of him being very verbally abusive and allegedly making fun of people when they do a bad job orally servicing him, which is just like
He roasts them while he's getting blown. That's hilarious.
my
Not good,
personal
buddy.
nightmare. Even if someone is like, oh, could you move your hand left a couple inches? I'm like, oh, so you hate
Oh, so
me?
you
Like,
hate me?
you're so
I'll
vulnerable
just
when you're
kill
doing it.
myself. Yeah. Oh my
Like
God.
that.
Yeah. You have
Roasting
dandruff. I don't know
someone.
if you knew that, but you have, it's either dandruff or lice. Something's going on. You
And I
know?
can promise it's not dry scalp because the
Yeah.
flakes are a little bit more yellow, so trust me.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
that's my
So
worst nightmare.
who knows? Obviously, if anyone has ever had an experience with Jim Carrey, please slide into the DMs because I feel like after each episode we do, somebody slides in and they've had
Oh
an
my God,
experience with one
yes.
of these celebrities. So I'm
Have you heard
fascinated
like
to know.
Trisha Paytas' the story? Is this like a widely known story about Trisha
With
Paytas'
Jim
story?
Carrey?
Maybe it's not. Yeah, I got told this by a comedian in
Let's
Austin.
hear.
Trisha Paytas apparently, when she was like younger in LA, somehow met up with Jim Carrey and they like were partying and doing, I mean, this is all alleged, allegedly,
Yeah.
met up with him and they were like doing coke and having sex and he was like shooting off guns in his backyard. I thought, I don't know if she spoke on this publicly. My fiance says she thinks she heard something about Trisha Paytas talking about Jim Carrey
I
on a
remember a
million of her
story
podcasts,
of
but
her with guns and like hooking up with a guy with guns. And I remember somebody once said
yeah.
that they had sex with Elon Musk, I think, and he
Oh
like
my
shotguns off
God.
afterwards.
Of course he would. Yeah, I don't know if that's, I mean, that kind of, I'm like, that could either be very not real or totally real. Trisha Paytas
She
is insane
also
and fun, and I could see that.
she's told stories about like how she hooked up with what's the guy who's into feet? The Quentin
Quentin
Tarantino.
Tarantino.
But
I
then it
mean,
turned
yeah.
out that like they didn't hook up, but they were just like friends, or at least like she would go to every one of his meet and greets. So she has like 17 photos of like sitting on Quentin Tarantino's lap.
Just giving him feet jobs. Yeah, I mean, I could see it. But that's, it's like what's real, what's not with her, you know?
Trisha Paytas, you could see anything. So
Yeah.
today's episode is brought to you by Wild Grain. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and a lot of different pastries. I love carbs. You guys have seen me eating butter noodles for 10 minutes straight on TikTok. I kind of do the opposite of the Regina George diet, so it's an all carb diet, and I have loved using Wild Grain. One of my favorite things that they have is these croissants that come frozen, right? Everything that Wild Grain gives you is frozen, and then you just pop it in the oven and you bake them, and it's hot, fresh. It's better than getting something at the bakery and taking it home because it's exactly hot and ready when it comes out. And if you want to impress people with brunch, I think it's just so fantastic to pop things in the oven and have pastries at home. So now you can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pasta, or only pastries if you would like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off of the first box plus. Plus, free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/fluently to start your subscription. You heard me, that is free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/fluently. Now we'll tackle this area of when Jim Carrey went all spiritual and kind of expanded on this. Now, some of the stuff in his life is fascinating. Like he is really into the law of attraction, affirmation, what you attract, you will receive. And he actually has this incredible story where he wrote a check for himself for $10 million for acting services rendered. And I think he set a timeline to cash it within like the next 3 years. Like that was the date he put of it, Thanksgiving 1995. And he just kept it in his wallet and he kept it there. And you can see a picture of the check. It's kind of like deteriorated at this point. And then he found out that he was going to get a movie role just before Thanksgiving 1995, and he was going to be paid exactly $10 million for it. Now, some That's interviews wild. Say that was Dumb and Dumber, and then other interviews say that it was The Mask, too. But isn't that crazy? Like, I mean, granted, he also says you have to work hard for it, but I find that story... What do you think of manifestation? I kind of love it.
I love it, but I am also a white girl. You know, I think a lot of white girls love manifestation because it's like, yeah, you just get what you want. But I do believe in it a bit. I mean, I think that your mindset kind of dictates what happens in your life. You know, if you're going to be negative your whole life, you're probably going to attract shit. You know, have you met negative people where you're just like, they always have shit going on in their life's drama, bullshit. It's like, yeah, that's what you attract in. But I think it's more mindset than just being like, I am going to, you know, whatever. But it's a compelling story for him.
It's very compelling. And it's a cool
came from nothing.
Act, I think, too, to be like, okay, what do I want to manifest? Because I think a lot of times we don't, like, if you ask someone, what do you want? Like, we're so used to living day by day, check to check, that you're like, okay, what do I need? What can I afford? But we don't really think, like, what do we want? Like, what's our wildest dreams? You kind of, like, lose that once you're a kid. And
yeah, and he probably had the mindset that, like, it is attainable. Like, you know what I mean? He believed himself and he did the work. So I think that goes into play as well. You can't just sit around and be like, I'm going to make $1 million and then just sit around and do nothing and, you know, no work towards it or... So I think it's a mixture of things, but mindset's important, I think, for sure.
He's definitely a hard worker. And he also, I feel like there's a lot of different angles of a type of spiritual person that you can be, right? You could be like a religious spiritual, you could be goop spiritual, like there's tons out there. And he seems to fall a little bit into the goopy side. So he has struggled with depression, like, you know, like we said, like a lot of comics do. But he said that he was on Prozac for a long time and it helped him out of a jam for a little bit. But then he realized he had to get off at a certain point. And he says that now he commits himself to this life where he's very serious about no alcohol, no drugs, and he doesn't even let himself drink coffee, which I think is interesting.
Do
now,
we
the
believe
blind
that?
Items. I was just going to say the blind items say that he's still doing drugs.
I mean, it's like everybody says they're sober and it's like, I believe some people, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. But that's the blind items are all like this cokehead fiend giving STDs away like candy. You know, it's like, what are we doing? Who's right?
I think a lot of these celebrities have their own version of what sober is. I think Demi Lovato, right, said she was like sober, but she was still smoking weed. And it's just like each person is like, oh, I'm sober. But then if you ask like a couple follow up questions, and not each person, I'm talking about these like Hollywood celebrities who kind of live in a different reality. They'll be like, oh, well, I'm sober, but like I have martinis on Friday or something.
Right.
And it's almost like,
right.
It's like when people say that they're vegan, but they eat cheese.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I love that Demi Lovato was non-binary for like 5 months and then was like, I can't, I'm out. I'm going to stop cosplaying.
I have a little like conspiracy theory on that, which is basically,
please.
I think that Demi Lovato does identify as I don't know, who am I to say what she identifies as, but I think that when she said that she wanted her pronouns to be they, them, so many news articles stopped writing about her. And I'm going to say her because now she says she's okay with
now
that
she's
pronoun.
Back to her.
But it lost a lot of clicks because a lot of people didn't want to accidentally say the wrong pronoun. So they just went, oh, if I have three stories to cover, maybe I'll just do Dakota Johnson instead of Demi. And maybe it started to affect her work because people were nervous about saying the wrong thing. So then Demi went, okay, never mind.
That's good.
Look,
like
who
that.
Knows?
That's a good theory.
I would just be curious if like the Google results had kind of changed after a few years or something.
That's a good theory. Yeah. I could believe that. She's so entertaining.
She is. And I think she's like engaged now, but like nobody really cares anymore.
Yeah. So no.
To some nobody, to a Dalton Gomez type of guy.
No.
Okay. So he is also, Jim Carrey says that he is Buddhist. He's Hindu. He's Muslim. He's whatever. He says that he follows all of them and none of them. And then he kind of entered... This was around 2017 was when Jim Carrey kind of got into this like spiritual crisis mode. Do you remember when he was on red carpets and people would be like, hey, Jim Carrey, how are you doing tonight? And he would be like, I'm not Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey doesn't exist.
Hey, Jim Carrey. Yes.
What?
I've covered a lot of fashion weeks. This is the first time I've run in to Jim Carrey. Wait, tell me, is it true you're wandering the streets? You need a date to the party? What's up?
No. I'm doing just fine. I just, there's no meaning to any of this. So I wanted to find the most meaningless thing that I could come to and join, and here I am.
They're celebrating.
I mean, you got to admit it's completely meaningless.
Well, they say they're celebrating icons inside.
Celebrating
icons.
Boy, that is just the absolute lowest aiming, possibility that we could come up with. It's like icons. Do you believe in icons? I don't believe in personalities. I don't believe that you exist, but there is a wonderful fragrance in the air.
You don't believe certain icons have the power to make change, to think differently, to be bold, to inspire others? Artistry, you're one of them.
On the good foot. Ha! Yeah. You shut her down now. Yeah, no, I don't believe in icons. I don't believe in personalities. I believe that peace lies beyond personality, beyond invention and disguise, beyond the red S that you wear on your chest that makes bullets bounce off. I believe that it's deeper than that. I believe we're a field of energy dancing for itself. And, I don't care.
But Jim, you got really dressed up for the occasion. You look good.
No, I didn't get dressed
Who
up.
Who did?
There is no me.
There's no you.
No.
We're not here. This is a dream.
There's just things happening. And there are clusters of tetrahedrons moving around together.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's happening in our world right now? Because there is a lot of news that actually is relevant that's not that
Here's
uplifting.
The thing. It's not our world.
None
that's
of this is
key.
Real?
Nope.
So you're just passing
We don't
through.
Matter. We don't matter.
Oh, wow.
There's the good news.
Okay.
Kill me now. Go away. Fuck off.
But it's funny because, he would be on the red carpet with powder on his face, hair styled, and a shiny blazer on, talking about how Hollywood is fake. It's like, bitch, please.
Yeah, with his majillions that he manifested his way into this industry. And now he's, above it and a deity. Okay.
The thing that drove me wild, too, is that in all the comments of those videos, people would be like, he figured it out. He's, the only one in Hollywood who's real. He got to the top, and he saw what it was, and he didn't like it, and now he's removing himself from it. And I'm like, well, then why is he going to the event? Why is he talking about this,
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally down with the fact that, the idea of him being like, this is what I want in life, and he gets it, and then he's like, this industry is kind of icky, and he's retired, and he's out of it. Or he's just done. He has nothing else to give. I get that. But, don't show up to a fucking premiere and talk out of your ass like you're,
I think we see this from a lot of celebrities. When Bella Hadid is on the cover of Vogue talking about how modeling is ruining her life and she doesn't want to do it. We see this from celebrities a lot. It's like when Taylor Swift is on, every single person's screen all the time. And then she's like, I hate all the attention
Girl,
I'm getting, please. A lot of celebrities do this thing where they show up to the event. They're the star of it. And then they're like, I hate that I'm the star. I wish I could do anything but this. And all of us with our 9-to-5s, we're like, okay, go on Glassdoor. It's not that hard. It's just so funny how they always do that.
I know. It is very strange that they do that too. I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
So he then started kind of going on this thing. He would do these different interviews where he would say, I use his name, the name Jim Carrey, but I am not Jim Carrey. He doesn't exist. And then he kind of started talking about how, and I understand half of this, I'll go halfway there with him, but he was basically saying when he was working on Man on the Moon, he really method acted as Andy Kaufman, and he did that for 4 months. And then because I know there's the phrase method acting is such an eye roll, but because he was method acting, he wasn't Jim Carrey for 4 months. So then it made him think, well, if I can put aside Jim Carrey for 4 months, who is Jim Carrey? And now he's saying that Jim Carrey doesn't exist and he's ideas. Jim Carrey was an idea that my parents gave me. Irish, Scottish, French was an idea I was given. Canadian was an idea I was given. I had a hockey team and a religion and all of these things that cobbled together into this Frankenstein type of monster. It's like an avatar. These are all the things I am. And I kind of see what he's saying, but I also feel like that's, the joke where it's like a guy does a mushroom trip and thinks he's discovered empathy.
Literally, I was about to say that, yeah. I mean, he took DMT once. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I know he likes to do transcendental meditation as well, which can kind of bring you to this. But this is
What is that transcendental?
It's like a very deep, deep meditation. I think it's a longer meditation. I think you kind of soul leaving the body, you kind of go to a different plane of existence in your mind. You know, I think it's hard to do. You can't just like be like, I'm going to TM. I think it's you practice meditation up into it. It's very long. I think it's like hours long, very intense. It can be, I mean, I've heard, you know, it seems to be like basket cases love to do it. You know,
well, I wonder too if like this almost comes from him being an A-list actor. Like he has this quote here, right, where he's like, "You are not an actor or a lawyer. No one is a lawyer. Law is practiced, okay, but no one is a lawyer." And to me, I'm just like, well, maybe you're only saying that because for the last 20 years, everyone in Hollywood has been up your ass telling you that you're a god and you're the best and you're a deity.
Yes.
And now you're just reworking it to realize that we're all humans and we have ups and downs and we do this and we do that. Like maybe his epiphany is just reworking everything that like his handlers have been telling him in Hollywood, because people do try to build you up like you're a god, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think it goes back to, again, actors don't know who the fuck they are. I mean, actors will be whatever you want them to be. They'll say whatever you put on this page, you know, it's like they don't know who the fuck they are, and they'll be whatever somebody's asking them to be. So I think maybe that he's having a reckoning with that. You know, I made all this money.
It drives me crazy too. Like when people, I mean, I don't get stan culture whatsoever, but especially when it's about actors or actresses, like people who loved Gossip Girl, they loved Blair on Gossip Girl. So they're obsessed with Leighton. I think her name is like Leighton Meester. And she is not Blair whatsoever. Like she's very laid back. She likes doing folk country songs, but people worship. Yeah. Like she's just like a chill kind of like folksy girl, but people are obsessed with Blair. So they think that she's Blair, and then they idolize this actress who is nothing like the character. So I'm like, anytime someone's a stan of an actor or actress, I'm like, you're not really, you're just kind of like a character they played.
Yeah. Nothing's going on in that head.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cerebral. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support. It is all 100% online, and you'll experience the all new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. I am a huge advocate for therapy. I think it's fantastic. Therapy has really helped me with just unwrapping different cognitive distortions. I fall into the black and white thinking or the all or nothing traits, or sometimes the mind reading, like when someone bumps into you in the street and you're like, it's because they didn't like me. It's a cognitive distortion. It's not real. So if you want to get started on your path towards better mental health, Cerebral is giving our listeners 15% off their first month of online therapy, medication, or both. You can get started at Cerebral.com/podcast and use the code FLUENTLY to make 2024 your best year yet. That's Cerebral, Cerebral.com/podcast, and use code FLUENTLY. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. See site for details. Now, Jim also then got into art. He started becoming obsessed with painting. Have you seen any of his paintings? What do you think of them?
I think I've seen a photo of him painting in like his studio, barefoot, of course. Sober, questionable. They were fine, you know, they were good paintings. I think it's like throwing shit on a canvas. It's better than George Bush's.
I'll give him that. His was more of like the DMT variety. It wasn't like
it's like
water
I took
lilies.
Acid and painted. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. George Bush is just like, here's my victims.
You know? Well, Jim Carrey is also, he does get a little bit political. He's spoken out about vaccines, and this isn't even like vaccines for COVID. This is back in 2009. So when he was
polio,
Jenny McCarthy, he led this march in Washington.
The
odds green
are
vaccines.
I forgot about that. Remember, he was so because of autism, didn't they think?
I think Jenny McCarthy believes that her child has autism because of vaccines. So then they led this march to like, and it wasn't to totally end vaccines. They just wanted toxic substances removed from them, which like, I don't know what goes in a vaccine. So they just said, the quote was, too many vaccines, too soon, many of which are toxic. And I will say, I do believe that, like, I'm never going to be on the side of big pharma. Like, I think that they're fucked up. But I just do not know enough to speak on it. Like, I don't know what goes in a vaccine. I'll be honest. But
And also, I
put them in my body.
Yeah, same. I did one. I was like, I want to travel. But yeah, I think Jim probably got the thing where you get caught up, you know, you date somebody.
Oh, hold on. I'm so sorry. Somebody's coming up to my door.
No, you're good. Go for it.
I'll be right back.
I'll cover this. All right. This one's from The Mask. Wouldn't that be funny if I just... I'll describe Shannon's backdrop here. It's a white wall. I think she just moved. I'm not sure if she wants me to put that in the podcast. She'll probably cut this in post. Somebody's coming to her door. It's probably Jim Carrey, to be honest. He's probably like, I heard you, bitch. And I've come here to give you an STD. I was going to say, I think Jim Carrey, that's the classic thing of when you're dating somebody and you kind of get sucked into what they're, you know, like either marathons or anti-vaxxing. You know, so maybe he's like, let go of it a little bit. But when you're dating somebody, you kind of get sucked into their interests. You know what I mean? I've dated women and been like, I like Pilates now, you know? So who knows 100%. Where he stands on it now.
100%. I normally feel like that's how like every girl gets into rock climbing, like, yes, you know,
yes, yeah. Yes.
Or that's how every guy ends up with a Stanley Cup, you know, it could go both ways.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what happened though.
We do have some other blind items about Jim Carrey. I'll kind of shout out some of the more interesting ones here. We have one alleging this foreign-born former A-plus list comic actor has been hitting really hard on this Disney actress singer who is legal but almost two decades younger than his youngest kid, and that is allegedly Jenna Ortega.
Ew, she looks seven.
Also, I feel like Jenna Ortega and Ariana Grande, like, to go after allegedly Disney, like Disney girls, like Disney
already, like
it's already adding some sort of like weird layer on it. Not that like any going after any 20-year-old is okay, but like someone from the Disney Channel is like, anytime I meet a guy and he's like, oh, like Olivia Rodrigo is so hot, I'm like, you pervert, you, how dare you? Even though she is a woman, like it's Olivia Rodrigo
music. I feel like I'm gonna get arrested if I listen to this. I'm like, this is too young for me.
I feel like a complete poser every time I listen to it.
I know, 100%. I'm like, teenage angst. Yeah, that's a little creepy. And they look young.
An allegation here of a blind item basically saying that Jim Carrey is going to be starting a church to try to recruit women into it. Could you see him as a cult leader, as a religious figure?
Yes. Him and Jared Leto, they should just join forces. All in white. Oh, God. I could see it a little just because he's like, you know, showing up to fucking events saying he's not there. You know, that's some cult leader shit.
He's already got the verbiage down.
The 100%. Drugs and the, I could see it. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope it's not real.
I did see a blind item here saying this former A-plus list actor is using the studio's desperation for a sequel to a holiday classic, The Grinch, by charging double the highest fee he ever got. And that was nearly two decades ago. And I remember back in the day, he was being paid like $20 million per each movie. Mm. I will say, though, like nobody else can do The Grinch. It has to be Jim Carrey. So like good on him for charging a high fee.
Yeah. Plus that makeup. I don't know if he'd ever want to go through that again. It sounded like hell. I think it was like, literally 4 or 5 hours.
10 hours or something. Yeah. To put it on and take it off.
No. And you have that much money in your life already. There's no fucking way I would do it again.
Yeah. What's the reason?
No way. Yeah.
No. This blind item that we're going to end on here, and then we can do a little Grammys and celebrity wrap up, is a hilarious story here. It says, I don't know if he still has them or not, but a story about people licking psychedelic toads reminded me that this foreign-born A-list comic had several of them and would shame his guests into licking them or they would never be invited back. And I don't know why, but I think it's true. Out of all the blind items,
because here's the thing, like if this blind item is being made up, that's something crazy to like really, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's got to be real. I don't know where these come from, blind items. I've never looked into it. I know
some
it's
of
like
them are sent in
and,
some are sent in by readers, like if you can prove that you know something, or sometimes you have like sources over the years, but like the psychedelic toads, like I see, and I also feel like that's a weird power play thing. Like lick this toad if you want to come to my party.
Yeah. It's also just fucking weird.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? Wild.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? I mean, if he gets canceled, you could always just become the next Jim Carrey. So then the slot's open. You just have to make people lick toads, talk about how you're not real.
I could give some people STDs. I gotta give STDs, say I'm not here. I can do that.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into some kind of trending pop culture topics, because I would love to get your take on them. The first thing I want to ask you about, when by the time this comes out, the Grammys will have been about a week ago. What were your thoughts on the Grammys, and what do you think about Taylor Swift fever that is gripping the nation and all other nations right now?
I mean, I thought the Grammys were tame. I don't really, you know, the Grammys are so fake now. It's, I mean, they've always been kind of fake. They're fun to watch. Yeah. It's whatever. Jay-Z's so weird. I thought that was weird that he referred to his wife as a little lady. I don't know if that's like an inside joke with him, but I was like, what? It was fine. There was nothing crazy that happened. It's whatever. Taylor Swift, though, everybody's mm-hmm. saying like, how could she bring up Lana on the stage? That's so rude. And Lana looked I mean, Taylor Swift's kind of cringy. She's a millennial. She's very mm-hmm. millennial cringe. We forget that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Way. If you are looking to have salon quality hair every day, you can do so with a bunch of Way products. Way has this new product called Hair Gloss. It's fantastic. It can help treat damage. It's something that you can do just in 5 minutes while you're still in the shower, and it enhances your color vibrancy. It just makes your hair look salon ready, fresh, glossy, and it also smells fantastic. All of their products smell really, really fantastic. They also have these other best sellers. They've got leave-in conditioner. They have a detox shampoo, which I am really into because I just have, how sexy, one of those scalps where like there's always buildup on it because my hair is so thick. So if you are experiencing that from maybe hard water in your shower, dirt, oil, other impurities, that detox shampoo can really get everything out. And they also have a fantastic smelling hair oil, which is great, especially for those dry ends that we all have. So you can give your hair a glow up with Way. Go to theouai.com and use the promo code Fluently for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com with the promo code Fluently.
I don't buy her relationship with Travis.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Expand on that.
Oh,
you don't think that they're dating at all?
No, I think it's a great, great business couple PR relationship. I mean, the minute their relationship came out, you saw what, 5 Travis Kelce commercials on air during the games, tied into Eras Tour in the movies theaters.
Those were,
into,
I will say,
you know,
the commercials were already happening. The guy loves a camera on him. Like, he's definitely big on that. Well, like, I have to ask, do you subscribe to the Gaylor beliefs? Because that's like my number one topic.
I don't know.
I subscribe to Byler. I think like back in the day, some stuff happened when she was surrounded with all those models, but I don't think she's been a closeted lesbian her entire life. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really care if she's, I think she's just more about like, you know, money. She loves money. She's a billionaire, you know, and they don't ever stop loving money. So, but she's also like completely controlled by her life is completely controlled to the minute. So like,
is her life controlled or is she controlling her life? Like, I think that's the fascinating thing to me about Taylor Swift is the going back and forth between, is she the victor or is she the victim? Is she just controlled by everyone and she's a little puppet, or is she the most powerful billionaire who's on top of the world? And it just oscillates between those two ideas.
Yeah. I mean, I think she knows what she wants, but I think her team is also just like, you're going here, this, you're doing this, you know, but she also is like, yes, I want all of this, make it happen.
You know, she's kind of down to be controlled because they want the same objective.
Yeah. I mean, she calls the shots, the Pfizer shots. But, you know, I don't buy the relationship. It's just too public. It's way too public to be real.
So what do you predict? Do you see a breakup right after the, you know, Super Bowl?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, he's going to get into, you know, movies. He'll probably be on some shitty Kevin Hart duo team movie.
He was good on SNL. I thought he actually had good comedic timing. Yeah, good.
Yeah, I think he seems like he's got some. I mean, he's a good person in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's a good move because he's not problematic. Like I think when they were vetting him as a boyfriend, you know, he's great. He's not his old tweets are just, you know, his head is full of rocks. He's tweeting about squirrels. Not problematic at all.
I think so there were a few tweets. I feel like he tweeted something about like something fat women or something like that, but it was like a few tweets with a PH. I mean, that does seem like Travis Kelce's style, but it wasn't anything like typically when you do a deep dive into most of these pro athletes, like it's like tons of like rape charges and stuff, which is really
seriously
dark.
A football player. Yeah, so they probably vetted him and were like, holy shit, this white boy, he's no Matt Healy. You know what I mean? but then it's like also like who was Joe Allen? So I'm confused with like maybe it is real because like who the fuck was Joe Allen? Why did they date? Well, what would she get out of that if not a real relationship? It's very strange to me. I don't get it.
I think Joe is definitely real, and we'll probably be learning more when, you know, the new album comes out, because it seems like, you know, who is a tortured
London
poet.
Boy no more. Yeah.
Yeah. See you later, London. Yeah. Like, the millennial cringe. Tracks, like 100%.
It's so millennial cringe, dude.
Wasn't there one called Daddy, I Can Change Him or something, which
yes,
is like.
It only works
when Lana does that.
I know. She doesn't give like sex pot vibes. Like, she's not, it's just kind of cringy.
Like when she dropped Reputation and she was like, oh, I play all these men and I just leave them. And I was like, okay, but like when I grew up, you had curly hair and you watched the History Channel. And like, I feel like that was the authentic you, you know?
Yeah, I know. I love Taylor Swift, love her music, but she's at the heart of it. She's a millennial cringe lady. Yeah. If you look at her that way, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's more relatable too. Now, you also posted a TikTok. We were chatting before we hopped on. As of today, the day that we were recording, a nude video of Drake has been released by who? Maybe him. But it's Aubrey. Like him on a bed touching his situation. And it's the biggest situation I've ever seen in my life. So much so that it can't be real. Like, it must be
comically
fake.
Large. It's so Dirk Diggler at Boogie Nights. I mean, I cannot believe. I mean, if it's real, the guy was like, look, if it's real, props to him, and I'm sorry for every woman he enters. No woman wants that. And I'm gay, and I know that. Like, no woman. It's so funny, too, that I posted that on Instagram, and, like, all these older women that are, like, kind of, like, you know, rough around the edges, they're all posting, like, yeah, it's a waste for the vagina. Like, it's just funny to see, like, Brenda on Instagram being like, couldn't handle all that.
It looked like, and I've been going to a lot of like festival or conferences lately. Like, I went to the AVN, the Porn Oscars Awards. What? I went to like this furry convention down in Denver, and all of these awards, you know, just as one does, but like all of these awards have these booths set up, like these trade show booths, and they're selling items, and it's like long, long dildos. And I was asking them, like, this can't fit in like the vaginal cavity. No. And then they were saying a lot of these long ones are actually for the back door, because you can go way deeper with that one.
Literally.
Okay, but when I saw the video of Drake's penis, I went, that looks like the purple tentacle dildo I saw at the furry convention that could only enter the anus. Like, it was just so long.
Like, Drake the snake. I don't know. I mean, it's giving he leaked it. Because he's mad that Killer Mike, he was mad at the Grammys already.
He wasn't at the Grammys, was he?
No, but
he
hasn't. I think he's just, you know, Eminem talks shit about the Grammys, about that. They just get everybody there and then give the award to, like, you know, Macklemore.
I've been on a real big, like, old school Eminem kick lately. What's that? Mm-hmm. Where he's like, so you can sit me at the Grammys, like, half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me.
Yeah.
Dude, I love Eminem. I will say I miss like the Grammys back in the day when Eminem did go and Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears like presented the award, and like Christina was
or the
like,
old school VMAs.
Yes, like
it's like
it was
Madonna
drama.
Like eating out Christina Aguilera. It was so good.
Yeah.
Cut to Justin Timberlake. Like, yeah.
It was delicious messiness. And now we have like lip reading, but back then we had like actual beef served to you on a platter, which I find so funny.
I mean, Trevor Noah is just complimenting everybody as a host. I was so bored. I was like, you don't have to be mean, but like, come on, make jokes. He's just like, 21 Savage is incredibly successful.
It's like, okay. Yeah, you could tell that Taylor didn't like the joke about the NFL. So he's like, let's make jokes about how Taylor Swift is the most benevolent, kind leader bestowing kindness on all of us. And it's like, this isn't even a joke. Like, it's just like,
it's some writer. I don't know what that was. He's just, you know, playing the game, though. I get it.
It was awful. Now, what do you think of the Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion feud?
That was fun. Wasn't that fun? Nicki Minaj allegedly loves cocaine.
Allegedly.
That's a drug. That's a drug rant. Keep your phone away when you're on speed. You know? Social media is like not going to be your friend when you're high on coke.
But we've seen this time and time again. I think, remember Vanessa Hudgens on live after doing drinking, talking about how the, you know, people were going to die from COVID.
Was she drunk when she said that?
I think afterwards she was like, I probably shouldn't be on here. Like, I've been drinking or something like that. And then she ended it.
That was so funny.
Or Doja Cat. Like, every time Doja Cat goes on live, she's like hitting her vape. And I feel like it might be a weed pen or something, and saying something.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, they make those now. There's something.
They will.
And then she like always gets in trouble for going on live. And I'm just like, dude, I live for the mess, so I kind of love it. But why would you ever go on live as a celebrity? There's only something to lose, nothing to gain.
Yeah, and I saw somebody on TikTok make a good point. They're like, why wouldn't anybody on her team, if she has all these people she pays, like, why wouldn't they tell her not to do that? And it's like, because she pays them. No one's going to say no to the person who's giving their check out. You know what I mean?
Okay, like, but then you got to take back your Taylor Swift point, because she pays her entire team. So is her team controlling her, or does she control them?
I think they set it up for her. They've got like 2 years booked for her, but she wants that.
But yes. I think she said she plans her life out.
Yeah.
In like those 2 years. She definitely plans her life out.
She does, in her team as well. But I think it's a collaborative effort on their end. But I mean,
me too.
I think she's also just like, find me a good beard, or not a beard, but boyfriend.
Yeah. Ooh, someone
who's
going to
look good that I can date. Maybe they're fucking. I don't know. That kiss was weird, wasn't it? On the field. What did you think of that kiss
It was weird, but I also like, I would also kiss weird if I was surrounded by all those people.
And you're Taylor Swift and you're millennial cringe already.
But her kiss with Harry Styles was also weird, but it's also surrounded by people. I just need to see her kissing more people up close, and then I'll be able to know what's real or not.
Every time they kiss, though, it's like a, you know, like when Travis went and saw her perform in wherever, Portugal or wherever the fuck, Brazil, and she ran off to the walkway and kissed him. They were like a foot in front of an enclosed space where they could have made out in private. That's why I'm just like, why not?
Wait, now you're getting me on the train, because I remember that.
Why wouldn't you just step into the enclosed space and make out? But it just seems so fucking forced in public. The convertible after his game, the first game she went to, and they drove away in his convertible. Are you kidding me? That's so set up. I mean, they're really dating, but why are they so adamant about being like, I'm in his getaway car?
And it's interesting, because I feel like all their relationship is doing is making the average person really dislike Taylor Swift, because she's everywhere. Yeah. So it must not be, she must not care about
the
public
women,
opinion,
though.
Just the money. No, I feel like the women are turning on Taylor Swift.
You think
Swift.
The women hate it? I think they're all like, fuck yeah, Travis Kelce and the Chiefs.
Well, they like that, but they just love the idea of seeing if someone is a girl's girl or a mean girl now. That's like the woman dichotomy of feminism. Like, you can only be a girl's girl or a mean girl.
Right.
Like, that's it. And Taylor Swift used to be a girl's girl. But now, after the Grammys, people are like, or is she actually a mean girl? Because, of course, shades of gray don't exist for women. It's only
girl
or mean.
One or the other. Yep.
So yeah, I think now people are starting to say she could be mean.
I don't know. She's a billionaire, man. She's a mean girl. What do you want to say? If you're a billionaire, you're not a nice girl's girl. Sorry.
No.
Like, end of argument. You know, how girl's girl can you be as a billionaire?
It's a really simple way to sum it up.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
And Rihanna is not a girl's girl either. I hate to break it to you. But,
no.
You know
she's
status.
Probably had to fire a lot of women.
Yeah.
It happens.
Okay,
it's
well,
okay.
As we wrap up here, could I get your final take? Who is your favorite celebrity and least favorite celebrity?
Oh, my God. That's so hard.
It is a
That's
hard
so
one. And it
hard.
Could be just favorite to like theorize on.
Oh God. Well, right now it's probably Taylor, just because it's
so fun
and it's out there. Drake's dick is a close second.
And third.
It needs two spots on the list. The top and the bottom of them. I don't care about Justin Bieber. Or Kardashians. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I really
feel like Justin Bieber doesn't care about Justin Bieber anymore either.
Yeah. It's kind of nice that he's like kind of just chill with his visa girlfriend.
Yeah.
wife. I don't understand why they're together. I don't get it. Maybe they're in love. I don't know. He seems to hate her.
It seems like a parent son type of dynamic.
It's weird. Also, the church kind of hooked him up. It's weird. I don't know. I don't
the
care to know.
Weird.
That and the Kardashians. I'm like, I don't care. They're so removed from society. They might as well be on another planet, you know?
They're all billionaires, too. None of them are girls.
None of them are girls.
Jeff Bezos is not a girl's girl.
No, that bitch.
All right. Well, if anybody wants to hear some more of your pop culture takes and wants to see you in person, where can they find you?
You can find me, check out my podcast where I break down pop culture moments from the week. That's called Heather Shaw is Kidding. Remember, I'm kidding, so don't get mad at me or cancel me. I'm not Jim Carrey. And then check me out live. I'm always doing live shows all over the country. You can get tickets at heathershawcomedy.com. See where the cities I'll be at. I'm not going to list them all here. I'm not an asshole.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And the next time we see Jim Carrey and or you in a movie, I feel like everyone's going to know a little bit more about the man behind the... Well, actually, no, he's not a man. He's not Jim Carrey. He's nothing. He's energy.
He's an orb. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an orb. So it was fun discussing this orb with you. And
thank
for
you
everyone
so
else, we will see you next week for another episode of Fluently Forward. Bye, guys.